plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
I knew you were going to do that somehow. I timed it perfectly.
God, now I have a headache.
Thank you.
Nicely done, angel face. Hello, my darlings. How are you? It is Wednesday the 19th, and it is a little chilly outside, but it's okay. And what else? You're listening to the City Spell Show. You've got me, Lisa Lee. You've got the beautiful, effervescent, titillating Teresa Savina, and the spectacular, oh, she's rolling her eyes at me.
Sparkling Ashley with an A-S-H-L-E-Y, not A-N-G-G-L. Oh, Angel. I was looking at
Angel face.
Oh, did you hear that? She said she looked at me and her mind went blank. I don't know what to think of that.
You're so beautiful.
Yeah, that's something that happens to me, not Ashley.
Oh, my God.
So, ladies, how was your week?
Fine.
Fine? Did you do anything exciting?
No. I actually didn't. Not really.
Oh, you're boring.
I know. I was forced to watch The Expendables 2 and Savages. And for anyone who knows me, I do not watch scary, gory things. And they were incredibly gory and dumb. And I was forced to sit through them, and that's how it went. Have you seen Expendables?
I saw the first one.
All
liked it.
All the big names. Of course you did, because you're a man. That's why.
I'm not a man.
I'm not a man.
I've never seen a bulge in your mother's pants.
You don't really know her then.
Oh, shut up.
Well, then.
How was your week?
I would like to interject how oddly alluring.
There is no bulge in my pants, although I do plenty of manly things like shovel. I took out my own garbage last night.
Oh, like an adult.
I had to write myself a note, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, T, how was your week?
Oh, most interesting, as usual. You know, after my little fall, I went to the chiropractor on Wednesday, and of course she kind of shook her head and she's like, oh yeah, you really messed it up. So then Thursday night, oh my God, we go to class, it'd be Mary, right? So we were doing this one little exercise, and basically, it was tie yourself into a pretzel. And here I am injured. I hurt. And it's called the bound lotus. And I'm supposed to be putting my feet up in the lotus position and then reaching behind my back, grabbing the toe of that foot over there and leaning forward. And we all did modified positions because we're old and not very bendy. that was fun. Oh, and then when I had to go to the chiropractor, right? Vince has left for work. He had the chiropractor before me. He was already on his way to work. I go, put the dogs in the kennel. I go to the door and I go to open it, and it won't open. And I'm going, what the frick?
Nicely done.
I check the lock and everything, and I'm pushing on the door, and it's not opening. It's stuck on something. I'm thinking, oh, great, I got a dead body laying outside the door. I had to body slam in my injured, exceedingly painful way the door like 12 times before it popped open. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm just going to body slam this and watch. I'm going to go flying through the door down the stairs again. Just watch. But I didn't. But, but just one more thing to chalk up my day. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
you're like the walking wounded.
I am. I think I am part of the wailing women, and that's because I'm falling for all humanity and taking on their pain. I want to know what I did in my past life. Let me tell you.
I'm hearing Ashley in the kitchen right now, and I can hear her, you know, the spray whipped cream. I can hear her putting that in her mouth from here.
I'm not even going to go there because, you know, we have to behave on the show. I can't make a comment that I would like to make. Because no, it'll get bleeped.
You can't do that. I'm just saying.
It'll definitely get bleeped.
So, T, we have, I'm sorry, T and Ashley, who, are you going through my purse now?
Yeah.
She's stealing my change. We have the most amazing guest on tonight. T, you want to tell us all about her? I just clapped. Could you hear me clapping?
Yes, I could. You're silly. Well, we all know where I work out of. Be Merry. And tonight we have the uber fabulous Queen Bee of the Hive, Miss Shelley Haft.
Oh, welcome to the show, Shelley.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back to the show. How are you girls doing?
Awesome as ever. You know what? I was dying for you to come on the show last week, and you weren't able to, but I was dying to find out, how's your ear?
Oh, I'm telling you, my ear is doing 100% better. It went through a major transformation. I actually had to fight to keep my holes, if you can believe that. T was there. We had to birth them. So, yes, and we fought, and I did. I was able to keep 6 of them out of the 7. So, yay!
Oh.
They look much better. And according to T, I just had to put witch hazel on them now instead of the salve. We had a baking soda or baking, what is a baking powder, wasn't it? T, what did you have mixed up for me?
It was baking soda, and it had some essential oils in there. And she used it like a poultice at night to kind of pull out, draw out whatever was in her ear, infection-wise. So,
oh, you know what? Maybe for the people that missed the show last week, or no, the week before, why don't you? We'll get off your ear, I promise, and we'll talk about what's important. But your ear has just fascinated.
Maybe it really is. It is. It is important. It was a major factor, and I will tell you why. Because what I did is I did a drastic haircut because I was turning 48. So in the drastic haircut, I cut it up over my right ear, and then I did a white racing stripe, okay? So then I thought it would be a really cool idea to emphasize the racing stripe, these beautiful diamond or just studs that would go up my ear. So I went for my birthday, and I had this done. I had 7 holes put in on November the 14th. And, yeah. So, I think it was
2 weeks.
Oh, I think it was November or December 3rd is when they decided to retaliate and they wanted out. Everything wanted to close up shop, and that was it. And so, T had thought that I was going to lose my ear. So, I was like, my
yes,
whole dream.
Her ear was the size of my pinky finger, and it was just so dark, dark red. It was like a huge line on her ear.
I was coming out. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I had this cool idea, and then it went way south, you know, like in a matter of moments. It was just like the whole idea of, like, I'm not going to have an ear. And so, yeah, so we were really quite frightened, and I was, at least. And so I made sure that I listened to the medicine woman. And I did her treatments, which she told me, and we saved the ear and the holes, which were really miraculous. So, yay.
Yes.
Yay!
And she was a brave woman. She was very brave because when we had to take those posts out and then re-put them in the next day.
It was so painful. Oh. It would have been so much easier just to have somebody just jab them in there, and we couldn't. We had to find the front to the back, and I'm like, oh, no.
And her ear's so thick, it was like you could barely see the other end of the post on the back of her ear, and it was like, oh, yeah. But she's a brave little camper.
We fought hard to keep them, T, and we made it. I mean, I remember that. So anyway, so last Friday I went back to Claire's because I had to, you know, get a couple of Christmas things. And the lady was there all bragging, you know, like, oh, I did 7 holes. I'm like, you did 7 holes. I'm like, I had to birth to keep them. You wouldn't believe, you know, she kind of sat there for a while. I'm like, we had to work hard to keep them. We had to put the Claire product away, and we had to, yeah, go to Old Remedies. I had to have a woman help me. Because I almost lost them all. So, yeah, they had to hear that story there at the Claire's.
Where... Oh, that was fun.
I know. So, yeah. So, that's everybody's kind of heard about my ear. Yeah, we're a legend out here.
It was a grand topic that week.
Everywhere, I guess. Even out there at Claire's in Ridgedale. So, there you go.
I'm just
so what else is new? Just saying, you know.
So what's going on over there? What's going on at Be Merry?
Well, you know, we are having a huge solstice party on Friday, so I'm really excited about that. We have the Idissi coming in. Dana Jean Walter is coming in with her miraculous voice, and she's bringing in the goddess energy of Athena, which we really need that powerful woman solstice energy to reign through. So bringing in the Christmas bells, I hear that we're going to have some Christmas music and bringing in some great energy and some joy and merriness to this Be Merry Center out here. So looking forward to that. Have a birthday party coming. Yes, yes, we plan on walking the labyrinth for sure. At least that's what she has planned for that. Just walked it today, in fact. Just really enjoy that. I believe in what it represents, which it's just there to, you know, get the center of your universe back together, just to put it back in order. And today I walked with it with a medicine stick. And just the rain stick, and boy, I'm telling you, just to walk it, sometimes it felt like I was walking a tightrope. You know, you just sit there and you teeter-totter a little bit and walk through there, and just by the time I was done, I swing around and, you know, I felt better, beat the drum a little bit. You know, there's some crazy energy. It's just up and down, and so I'm like, let's, you know, we're riding this wave, this new electrical wave, and I'm excited about that. So the labyrinth in itself, she's alive, and she's definitely here, and we're definitely going to use it on the solstice for sure. I try and bring her into my life at least once a week for sure. Good energy she is, bringing in that center of the universe. So I believe that's my belly. Yeah, there it is. So I believe everybody's belly is their center of the universe. So there you go. I like that, the little navel center right there. So that's what we got going on out here at Be Merry. We also, you know, we do a lot of readings and healings, and we're taking them. We're also doing our classes. So we're getting ready to do our 2013 run again. We're excited about that. We're hoping to do some YouTube stuff and get that going out there. My son was telling me that a gentleman was showing us how to wash a cat, and he said, Mom, if they're showing you how to wash a cat, I think your classes could be prevalent to the world. And I said, you know what? Maybe. So we're like, you know, we need the laptop. You know, I'm like, you know, maybe, you're right. And so we're going to put a little bit of those on there. T's always talked about it. We've been talking about that for a while. So, you know, we're trying to get the techno age on there. I'm not as great at it, and thank goodness I've got friends that are. So, but you know, it's fun to see what we can do out there, and that's what it's all about. And the community's opening up. You know, this is my hometown. So I'm kind of coming out and not being, you know, so shy, you know, coming out of the closet, per se, of being the psychic in town, like, ooh, and my kids are all right with it. They work next door at Papa Murphy's over there, and Cody was the dancing pizza today. And so, you know, I'm so proud. You know, I've got my kids out there working it hard, you know, being, you know, do you know what I mean? And so then they come over here and they dance for us when we want them to do an open house. And so they know us here. And so it's just about bringing the town to us. And hopefully, you know, that's kind of what we're doing is bringing them in. And with the solstice party, we hope to bring more people from downtown over here too, you know. A lot of people that we knew when we were down at, you know, Spirit United with our community drum circle and stuff like that. That's a big jaunt, you know. That was a 20-mile jaunt, boy, I'm telling you. And this is where we're from, but, you know, a lot of people are from down there. Down there, out there in the, across the river there. It's a long way away, you know. You know how that is.
We made that 20-mile jaunt many times.
I know, girl. That's where we lived for many years. That's a big jaunt, and it is, you know. And so that's just it. So we're hoping that this will bring them here. Is, you know, just one big party. That's what it's always been about. Kind of like a Woodstock, you know. Yeah. So that's what I'm hoping for. To tell you the truth, Lisa, is one big Woodstock, you know.
It's like fun.
Yeah, I'm missing the disco ball, but we have plenty of lights. That's what we've been doing. We've been hanging up lights. We're going to have some balloons, you know, some streamers maybe, and some crepe paper flowers, things like that. Definitely some music at the end of it, so I'm, you know, excited about that and keeping that going. And so, then travel it on.
What a perfect way to bring in the light.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, we've got a lot of fun people coming together, you know, all in one place. And I think that's basically what I feel about the center anyway. It's just one big fun place to get together. Because so, basically, that's what it's got to be. Otherwise, I love the change and the movement of it, you know?
Yes,
definitely. So how where are you located and how do people get a hold of you? Do they need tickets? Do they just show up? Does it cost anything? What's the spiel?
Okay, so we are located, it's 2160 West Wayzata Boulevard, and we are located in Orono, and your best bet is to take 394 West and to get off on the Orono Long Lake exit and to follow that right into Orono Shopping Center, and we are on the north side. So you'll are on the north, it'll be the west north side there. And I'll put on the blinking lights on for that day so we can make sure that we direct traffic. But definitely there's a donation of $10 for that day, but don't let that stop anybody from coming for sure, because we want everybody to come and celebrate. You can get a hold of us through the website, which is www.bemarried.org. And also we're on Facebook, which is just, I think it's just Be Mary for Facebook.
And when you say Be Mary, it's B-E-E, Mary.
Yeah.
B-E-E, yes. Thank you. Thanks. It's B-E-E-M-E-R-R-Y, Be Mary.
Or you can call the shop.
Oh, yep, and you can call the shop. And the number is 952-475-3333.
I can never remember the number.
Yeah. Do we have the number?
I can never remember it. That's why I made you do it.
Yeah, well, you know, and I don't say it that often. Isn't that funny? I write it more than I say it. And so I'm sitting there and I'm looking and I'm just like, and I've written it down and I'm like, I know the 3333, but the 475 always gets me locked up. Isn't that funny? I know the last four numbers because it's, you know, it's pretty easy. So, yeah. So it's first three are 952 and then you get 475 and 3333. See? I've said it a couple times. We threw it out there. That's good. That's good.
You're
memory
good
stuff.
Queen Bee.
That's right.
Our
buzzing
Queen
around
Bee's
here.
Got it
going. Here are. Got Missy Angelina over here. We're all just buzzing around. We're just getting ready to have a good party. Not too much going on, not too much happening over here on this side of town as there is today. But I definitely, so what is the buzz happening? What are you guys talking about today? Just the Be Merry or the winter solstice?
I was just telling them about the bound lotus position that you tormented me with Thursday.
Definitely. definitely. And that in itself right there is why I do this job is yes, for sure. Is because I knew I'm like, if anything, everybody has to come for that one. Is because this is probably, and the funniest thing is that's what I've told everybody. I'm like, you know, if I ever need an answer, if I ever really, really need one, this is where I go. And I know the look on Manny's face was like, really, really, Shelly? And then I thought, you know, it's not the only time I get answers, but it's one of them where if I'm desperate, yep. And yeah, it's one of those things where your mind just, it has nowhere else to go but get rid of the garbage. You want to get out of that position so bad. You just want, and if you lay there long enough, like, you know, like a good yogi just laying there, you will definitely release everything. And if anything, it just won't be on your mind. And then clearly and slowly enough, the answer will come. But yeah,
I've learned that buffalo will come kiss you on your forehead.
Yeah, well, isn't that wild? I've never had anything like that. So I'm like, right there, that was a miracle. Huh? So that was cute. And I think that, you know, knowing that there's somebody else out there that's doing it who actually can do it. As I said, I was taught at a place downtown, and that woman, she did it diligently as well. And she did it for the 31 minutes, and she could twist her arms behind her back and put her head right to the ground like that and grab her toes. Can you believe that? Both hands.
Now, guess what, sweetheart? Guess what?
What?
Miss Lisa Lee here is bendy enough to do it.
You can do it, Lisa?
I've been a dancer all my life, and I do yoga, so yeah.
Oh, no way. No way. See,
yes.
I am super impressed by that. I still was not able to put myself in that position ever after all these years. I could still only do the one side. There was no way. And even if I did it too much, I'm like, wow. See, so you pushed yourself, which is awesome. Have you put yourself in that position?
Oh, my boy, I like the fact that I'm bendy.
Oh, my God.
Heck yeah.
Girl's a pretzel.
That's right.
Shelly, the whole Be Merry, everything that you're doing there is absolutely amazing, and I'm just so honored and impressed that you're on our show again.
Thank you.
Everybody, absolutely go see the Girls of Be Merry. There's so much going on there, so many activities and healings, and it's an amazing place. I've been there a couple of times or a few times or a bazillion times. I don't know how many times I've been there, but every single time I've gone there, I have come out a better person. So please go see the Girls at Be Merry. They will just, it's life-changing there. And Shelly, thank you so much for joining us tonight. You are amazing.
Thank you, Lisa. So are you. And thank you so much for all the compliments. I really appreciate it. Thanks for sending everybody out here. Really, really. I mean, the more the merrier. Aho. Aho, girl.
Aho.
All right. You girls take care. I love you.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good
okay.
luck.
Kisses.
It is all right. Pool killing.
All right.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. We will be right back after this break.
All your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh,
Sorry, we've been chatting in the break, and T just came off with this most evil laugh, and it was so funny.
So, what did you do this week, Missy? You know, you had fun.
I've had quite the week, quite a busy week. I mean, every single night, I've had something to do after work. Every single night, and then every single day on the weekend. And on the night on the weekend, I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off, let me tell you. Okay, so what did I do really quick? Oh, I went to a Christmas party on Saturday night for Over the Road Truckers, but it wasn't just Over the Road Truckers. I thought it was, but I was wrong. It's also like people that drive big trucks, but they come home during the day. I don't know what that's called. They're truckers.
Yeah, that's Vinny. That's Vinny.
Okay, so I was way overdressed. I went with my neighbor, who has been my hero lately. But I went with my neighbor. Yeah, tongue boy. I went with him, and I was overdressed. I didn't know what to expect, so I just wore, you know, my regular, like, suits, business cute clothes. So I wore that, and way overdressed. And the mullets there were crazy. I mean, mullets on women. Oh, my God. And there was this one girl who's apparently a trucker. She was the office whore.
Hey, you know what? Business in the front, party in the back, okay?
Lisa, those are called femmelets.
Okay. Well, both the men and the women had them.
Femmelets.
But I won a prize.
You did.
I won a prize. Yeah. I know. How awesome am I? I won a three-piece... What do you call those things? Iron tire things?
Tire iron? What? Did anyone just say, what? Because how did she mess that up?
But I was like, what am I going to do with a Crap. Ha. Ah, oh. I don't have to.
Cha-ching!
No, I didn't do it. So I traded it for a $20 gift card to Cub. I don't know if I came out ahead or not. I have no idea.
I think you did.
Okay, I think you did. Yeah, because you probably break something using it.
Yeah,
on
like
your body.
My hip or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I also know what it's like to be a gangsta now.
How?
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing I wanted to know. Who'd you shoot?
I didn't shoot anybody. So I'm on this, like, fitness thing, and apparently it's working.
Good.
Because I was walking with a couple of my colleagues to my car. I had my hands full of mail that I needed to drop off because it was the end of the day. And I had put a skirt on that I haven't worn in a while, and literally it started coming off. Like, every step it was getting lower and lower.
Oh, that's alluring too, isn't it, Josh?
I swear to God, one more step and my skirt would have been on my ankles. I'm not joking or exaggerating at all. So I pretended like I tripped and I dropped the mail. And while I was bending over, I pulled up my skirt really fast. Oh.
I would have said, hey, can somebody give me a hand? I'm dropping trout here.
No. So I'm like all gangsta now. You can't see me, but I just... gang sign.
No,
and don't forget, we have a similar door story. What happened at work with your door?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay. Oh, I didn't.
So Friday, I went into the back room, or it's an office, to grab a step stool for my boss. So I went in there, grabbed it, went to leave, and found out that the door automatically locks behind you. None of the offices do that. So I was locked in the office for almost 45 minutes, and it's back where only the boys' bathroom or the men's bathroom is. So I had to wait for one of my colleagues to come and have to pee. And I'm like knocking on the door. I'm sitting on the floor just going, think, 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 think. If it would have been Friday night, I would have been stuck in there.
Oh my God. Yeah. Did you bring your phone with you?
No.
Why?
Because why do you bring your phone to go into an office to just grab something out of another office?
I don't know, Mom, but what if it was Friday night?
I got free lunch out of it, though, because they felt bad for me.
Good.
After they were upset with you for leaving on a break without telling anybody.
They're like, oh, we thought you left. We're kind of like, what's going on? So, yeah, I got locked in for... Swear to God, though, if that was a Friday night, I'd be screwed and hungry and cranky.
Yeah, I told her she'd be waiting for the cleaning crew to come moseying in on Sunday or whatever they come in.
Oh, Mama would be happy.
There'd be boxes full of urine, you know. It's like, I'm locked in.
It was terrible. Oh, and I filmed 2 episodes of PLTV. Or I'm sorry, The Pagan Voice, that is on the PLTV network. And our first episode airs this Friday, the 21st, if we're all still alive. Because as you know, the 21st is not only the winter solstice, but it is also the Mayan calendar's end. And we are all supposed to be gone. We're supposed to die. So as long as we're not all dead.
Well, you know what?
First episode of Pagan Voice.
As long as we get some kind of a news story from Australia, who is a day ahead of us, we're cool.
Awesome.
If Australia hasn't fallen off the earth or totally collapsed, we're cool.
Well, if you think about it, though, if there's going to be a cataclysmic event, it's going to happen to all of us at the same time.
Yeah. So the date wouldn't matter then anymore.
Well, this is true. This is true.
Yes.
But you can see The Pagan Voice on www.paganliving.tv. We will also be on YouTube and Blip TV. In 6 weeks, you'll be able to see us on your local channels, just so you know.
In 6 weeks, we will also be on Free Speech TV, which is on cable, DirecTV, and Dish.
Ooh.
Yeah, apparently we're going up to 38 million people, which is a little frightening considering.
What time does the show come on online?
10 a.m.
Oh, well, then I'll get to see it before I go to my party at Be Merry.
Yes, you will.
Yay!
Unless the Mayans were right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but, yeah.
But that's about it for me. I've had a pretty full week, and I know I'm missing a lot, but that's like the recap of the big stuff. I am gangsta.
Gangsta?
She was so gangsta.
And you do know.
Shut up, Ashley. Did you just hear that little superstar?
Oh, good one.
You do realize what that means.
It means I need a belt?
No. You know, all those young men out there that have their pants hanging halfway off their backside. You know what that means.
Doesn't it mean something about that's
prison?
Yeah, prison. Something about prison.
Yeah, that's when you're in prison and their pants are hanging like that. It means they're ready for a date. Speaking so all you prison, boys with your pants hanging off, guess what? You're sending the wrong message. Oh, surprise!
Speaking of prison, I got a collect call request yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? From some prison in Louisiana. I'm like, I don't even know anybody in jail, much less in Louisiana. But maybe they
got library time.
Great. So they Googled me. Awesome.
They surf and they're probably on their.
They went to Pagan TV or PaganLiving.tv.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, that's what they did. That's what they did, and they go, oh, I need to talk to her. That's all you need is another one of those.
Yeah. Well done.
I agree. Well done. Nicely done.
Probably she got the collect call because her skirt dropped.
Could be. And he had a satellite thing. He's
like,
working for the government. She's looking for a date.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really
fine. Busters and
ew, no. All right, we are going to take another break and we will be right back.
Drive me crazy.
So, ladies, something incredibly tragic. Everybody knows, it's not like it's a big secret, but something incredibly tragic happened. And I think that we need to talk about that a little bit. And I think that we need to pay tribute to those people that lost their lives and lift those families up and the community as well. It's been heartbreaking. It's been all over the news, obviously. T, I know, has been having a very hard time with it. T, you want to explain how you're feeling?
Well, being an empath, I have been so depressed and unable to get myself grounded and let it go. I was having quite a few days of that. And I kind of pulled out, and now that we're talking about it again, if I start crying, you'll know why. For those who don't know, because, you know, there are people that don't know, we were talking about the killings in Newton, Connecticut, with all the kids. It's been really heavy, and I haven't been wanting to leave my room, and I'm just like, I feel very sad and suicidal and all sorts of stuff. Yay being an empath. And Ashley knows what I'm talking about.
So hard.
Yeah. So I finally, I think it was the other day, I do all my, you know, things that I do to try and pull out of it. And I finally pulled my head out of my butt and went, oh, I need to listen to the song. And I have a copy of I watched it on YouTube, and it's a Dalai Lama healing song chant. And so I was listening to that, and that got me out of it. So, but
we really need to lift up those families and send healing to them as well. I mean, yeah. I can't even, the thought of losing any of my girls, I can't fathom. I don't know that I would survive it. And there's a whole community that have lost their children.
Yeah, I have lost a child, so I do understand what they're going through. Unfortunately, in my case, I didn't have 6 years or so with my kid, so I'm sure their grief is even more than what I've experienced.
Those little faces, they're those beautiful little faces, and we've been praying for them. And T, you and I and Ashley are all in agreement that we need to pray for his family and for him as well. The
young man who did the killing, and, you know, and it's not the popular view, I understand, and people will get angry that we are even saying that, but he needs, and all of these kids that are breaking down like this, they need it too.
They do. And Adam Lanza's family, his father and his brother, they're grieving. They don't understand what happened either. So we need to lift them up. They lost their mom. They lost their ex-wife. And people are pointing fingers at them, and that's not fair. We need to lift all of them up. I was thinking before that we were going to read off all of the names and. You know, a little blurb about each child. But I think we're going to pass on that, A, because, you know, we'll put their information up on our website, cityspell.net, but it's also, the names have been all over the news, and you don't need to hear it again, and you don't need to hear three women crying, trying to talk, and trying to read out the names of these little angels that are no longer with us.
We got China, too.
Oh, that's right.
They had 10. It's like the world is just kind of going crazy right now.
Yeah, in China, the reason that he went after those 21 or 22 children with a knife was because China, it's illegal to own a gun in China. And so that's the only way that they can kill is with a knife. So tragedies all over the world. We need to lift each other up. And you know what? Yule is about bringing back the light, coming out of the darkness. We as humanity, we need to be bringers of the light. We need to duck out of this darkness that we're in. That's what Yule is about.
And as hard as it is to do, and I understand that it's hard, don't get wrapped up in the anger and the sorrow right now. I mean, it's tragic, but don't get wrapped up into that, because we need the positive energy right now. The negative is not serving us in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
So during your Yule festivities, if you could light a candle or a few, that would be awesome for them.
Help them.
Yeah.
So light a candle on Yule.
Some prayers.
Yep. So, my darlings, next week is Christmas on Tuesday, but we are going to not be on the air on Wednesday. We're still going to be celebrating, and we're going to be, like, getting back to our from vacation and visiting family, so there will be no episode of Sit a Spell next week. We'll be here after that, but we just wanted to take a moment to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah,
Blessed Yule.
Blessed Yule. Something called Kwanzaa.
And especially this year, take your family and give them a hug and let them know you love them.
Happy holidays, my darlings. Remember that you are perfect in absolutely every way. You are very, very loved, and you are important, and you matter. You matter more than you know. And you know what? Do me a favor and go touch someone else's life in a positive way. Go make a difference, even if it's just making somebody smile. The holidays are so hard for so many. Go make somebody smile. That would be the best gift to anybody. You don't need to be out shopping and spending everything and being hectic and cranky. Go make a stranger's day and just make them smile. Give them what they need.
You'll start a chain reaction.
Yeah.
Pay it forward for this Christmas.
Exactly. All right, my darlings. Remember, take back your light. Bye.
But literally, because it's Yule.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally, because it's Yule.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throat and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor, you know. I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. A God above, all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who I drew. Yeah. It's not a cry that you hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a call and it's a broken.